everyone, and welcome to The Organist Encores. My name's John Leeming, and my programme this month follows on from Damon's selection a few weeks ago, where he featured some of the artists who are perhaps not heard quite so often these days. We're going to make a journey to begin with, starting at the Ritz, later the Odeon in Nottingham. Here on the four-manual 20-unit Conacher organ is long-term resident organist Jack Hellier. There's been quite a lot of discussion about Conacher organs on social media recently, so where better to start the journey? It's off to the mysterious east on the Orient Express. A trip on the Orient Express with Jack Hellier. Back home again, we go to Manchester and the Paramount, or Odeon, with its 20 ranks of gold and Wurlitzer tones. Now, Henry Crowson was maybe the best remembered resident there, but we're going to hear from the man who followed him at the console, Frank Gordon. Featuring the organ's upright piano, here he is with Moonglow.
Thank you.
at the sultry Paramount Wurlitzer. Talking of things sultry, let's pop across the Atlantic to New York State and the Rochester Theatre Organ Society's 21-ranked Wurlitzer in the hands of Billy Knoll. Now, Billy had a very distinctive and even alluring approach to the theatre organ, and here he is with his own spontaneous composition, Mood Sultry. The unique Billy Knoll at Rochester. Another Paramount instrument now, and another fine Wurlitzer. Jeff Stevenson was one of the performers chosen to reopen the Odeon Newcastle organ after its reinstallation in the Kitchen Brothers showroom in Diss. And here's his interpretation of Moonlight Serenade. Thank you. lovely warm Dis Wurlitzer of sounds there from Jeff Stevenson. Over to Warwickshire now and Ashorne Hall. This visitor attraction was the brainchild of Graham Whitehead, an enthusiastic collector of musical instruments, and its showpiece was a Compton Theatre organ. This instrument started life at the Granada Hove and found its way to Ashorne Hall via, well, first of all, the Regal Hammersmith, and then Graham's previous venture, the Napton Nickelodeon, getting enlarged quite a lot on the way. The former Plaza Piccadilly Wurlitzer also spent some time there, but Graham's untimely death in 2003 sadly brought the enterprise to a close. Craig Boswell was resident organist there, and here he is on the Compton with a medley of two. About a quarter to nine, and Young and Healthy from Craig Boswell at Ashorne Hall. It's sad that Craig's theatre organ work there ended so abruptly, but it's good to know that he's kept up his playing and he's heard on the electronic organ scene from time to time. Well, talking of electronics, I think we all miss the music of a fine player who was really popular in the 1980s and 90s. He's actually the gentleman I used to share a review spot with on The Organist Entertains for a number of years, and that's John Walker. Sadly, he's no longer on the organ scene, but we can still enjoy his music, like this one on Yamaha FX20 and a few other keyboards. From 1983, it's John's own composition, Adventure. John Walker there with Adventure. Now, another John of the organ world was John Stewart. He was house organist at the State Kilburn for about a decade, from 1968, and he showcased that historic Wurlitzer with a warm, rich style that was just right for that organ in that building. John, who thought of himself quite rightly as Mr. Lucky, was a great supporter of the theatre organ scene, and as a teacher too, he set a number of the younger theatre organists of the day on the right music hall road. I guess I'll have to change my plan. The nostalgic Kilburn sound there from John Stewart, one of the true gentlemen of the theatre organ world. Well, back to the Odeon Manchester again now, and Reginald Liversidge at the Mighty Wurlitzer with his expressive arrangement of Midnight in Mayfair. Thank you. Ha! One of those endings that can easily catch you out. Reginald Liversidge with Midnight in Manchester, Mayfair. To finish with, we go back across the Atlantic to the Chicago area. Tom Sheen was one of those musicians who are able to wring every drop of emotion from the instrument. And to illustrate this, here he is at the former Riviera Theatre Chicago Wurlitzer during the time it resided at the Joe Spurr Studio in about 1968. Tom Sheen there, bringing this week's show to a close with a spine-tingling version of George Gershwin's I've Got a Crush on You. Okay, Damon will be back next week, and I'll see you again in exactly 4 weeks. Until then, I'll say bye-bye.